Nearly a year after Tropical Storm Isel struck the Puna district on the Big Island, Springer Kay says remnants of the storm's damage still remain.
So if you drive around Nanavali, one of the hardest hit neighborhoods, you'll see just stacks of logs piled up on the side of the road.
Stacks of fallen albizia logs, reminders of one of the main culprits for last year's storm damage. Kay is the manager of the Big Island Invasive Species Committee. She says 90% of the damage in the area was caused by albizia trees.
They're just so massive. These trees are trees that grow very fast, an inch a day in height, and so the wood as it develops is very weak. They're very top-heavy with those very long arching branches, and the roots tend to be very shallow, so it doesn't take a whole lot to get them swinging and toppling over.
What we learned unequivocally is that it's devastating.
Flint Hughes is a scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. He's researched the impact of albizia on native forests for nearly 15 years. Over time, he's seen more crop up in residential areas across the state. He hopes last year's storm damage in Puna serves as a wake-up call for funding a more aggressive plan.
It's really the fact that we haven't done anything that we've gotten to this point. And so it actually is a problem.
Last year's storm destroyed dozens of homes and cost the state tens of millions of dollars. Hawaiian Electric alone spent nearly $14 million restoring power lines across East Hawaii. Despite the high cost of cleanup, a bill seeking funding to control albizia didn't even make it out of the legislature. State Senator Russell Ruderman sponsored the bill that would have put $2 million towards a mitigation plan.
These costs and the effects that we saw will be repeated. It will happen every time a hurricane comes through, whereas if we could get ahead of the game and control albizia, then the next hurricane will not be nearly as devastating.
Lawmakers did eventually allocate $1.5 million to the Department of Transportation to address the albizia threat along state highways. But that pilot project won't start until 2016. With little help from the state this year, Springer Kay says she's looking for individuals to get involved at a community level.
If it's one Saturday a month, if it's one Saturday a quarter, whatever you can give to get out on your land, on your roads, and in those backyard areas to control these trees, it can be done.
And so far, she's making progress. Since last year's storm, 31,000 albizia trees have been removed. Molly Solomon for HBR News.